Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. There is no topic, no subject matter, no course of action, virtually none, which at this point doesn't bring about the division within the United States. Let's consider a few examples. Vice President Kamala Harris came under attack from all sides, from the left, from the right, for her immigration stance, her visit in Guatemala, and her subsequent interviews. Even CNN was stunned. Then you have Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell proclaiming, quote, the era of bipartisanship is over, after talks broke down between the Biden administration and Republicans over infrastructure legislation. More and more mainstream Republican politicians demand the resignation of Dr. Fauci, while the Biden administration keeps strongly supporting him. And of course, so does CNN, claiming conservatives are distorting history. But now notice the columnist Tim Young, what he wrote in the Washington Times. CNN is showing the hand that with a pile of evidence and emails exposing Fauci, they would rather stick to their narrative than be actual journalists. This non-journalistic behavior has become the modus operandi for CNN. Of course, the country is and has been deeply divided as to what restrictions to impose, if any, or even what to recommend when it comes to dealing with the coronavirus. The rise of our astronomical, unprecedented national debt and how to handle it has been a bone of contention for most American politicians and the media. And then you have the divide regarding the last presidential election, with most Republicans feeling that it was stolen, while most Democrats speaking of Trump's big lie. And not to forget the complete disagreement in the American political scene as to how to deal with America's friends and allies, let alone America's enemies. In this regard, it is very noteworthy to look at the relationship between the United States of America and Europe. The Week wrote on June 9, during his trip to Europe, Joe Biden can pronounce all he wants that America is back. But his hosts will know it might not be true. Over the past 20 years, the United States has undermined its own global leadership. And I would like to add that I think it's longer than just the last 20 years. We launched a war over the strong objections of our most important NATO allies. Then we actively sought to mend the resulting strained ties. Then we insulted these same allies to their faces, pulled out of multilateral institutions, and threatened to walk away from NATO altogether, and now we are reaffirming our commitment to the organization. We have also joined, withdrawn from, and rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement, and spent years negotiating the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran, pulled out of it, and are now trying to revive it. This is the behavior of a country deeply and sharply divided about how to comport itself in the world, lurching from one president to the next within conflicting policy stances. Our allies know that no matter what assurances Biden offers, promises and priorities laid out now could well end up shredded in the future. We have demonstrated in innumerable ways that we are an unreliable partner. Lurking in the background at all times will be an awareness that regardless of where the conversations lead, the United States could change its mind and shift directions again a few years down the road. Leadership requires a steadiness and dependability we have lacked for two decades now. I might add, much longer than that, the damage has been done, and Biden won't be able to reverse it. So far, the article. My friends, a house divided cannot stand. If God doesn't build the house, then its laborers work and toil in vain. Broken friendships and alliances are not easily restored. The Bible tells us that the relationship between the United States of America and Europe, as well as America's other allies, will deteriorate steadily. And that division within the United States will continue. We have never been as divided as we are now since the Civil War. And that says something. But my friends, there is good news. There is good news for the United States and for the entire world. And most people will be surprised when it happens. The Bible tells you what that good news is and how we get there. And we are telling you about it in our new free booklet about the return of Jesus Christ. This booklet is entitled, How Can We Know That Christ's Return Is Near? Please ask for a free copy, just ask for Christ's return. Because the developments I have described today in this program show you more about the signs of the time, and they will also make a lot of sense to you in the light of biblical prophecy. So please ask for a free booklet, and until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.